Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the black bitchy bitch with the roof missing. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense. Z, wake up like I gotta get it. And I got an engine for a trunk space. I get money three ways. Three ways, seven different formats. Plus she's no oblate, but I make that walk walk with some cheesecake. Yeah, I'm the coldest mirror I see. Looking in the mirror like I wish I can be me. She too into me, I'm more into money. My hobbies are body, that's my lobby. I'ma eat it. I don't lie, hold my dick too conceited. Told her she my wife for the weekend. But don't be acting like I need you, cause we poppin' like. Yeah.
All my bitches got real hair, chillin' with the top down, screamin' like. Hey, yo. I'ma take her out of town. She bring her friend around, fuck them both like. Hey, yo. I'm
hoes, you don't roll right. My chain shine brighter than a strobe light. I'm tryna Coco, this don't concern ice. If I motorboat, she gon' motorbike. I ain't worried about nothing.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And let's see, before I get into the show, today's weather right now is 50 degrees in the ATL. We had a high of 51 today. The low tonight is going to be 43. Now, tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 54, sunny tomorrow, a low of 35. And on Sunday, we're looking at a high of 48 and sunny with a low of 26. So the weekend is going to be sunny all weekend. All weekend, we're going to have some sunshine and mild temperatures. So do what you will with that, but that's the way it is. Today's word of the day is limb, L-I-M-N, limb. Limb is a verb, and it means to draw or paint on a surface. Or the second meaning is to outline in clear, sharp detail. That's the meaning of limb, L-I-M-N, limb. All right. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show, today is, of course, Free for All Friday. And anybody who's listened to the show knows that today is Free for All Friday. That's where you guys can call in, listeners of the show. Today is your show. So you can call in and talk about whatever you want. I don't care if it's bubblegum or politics. I don't care what it is. You can call in and talk about it. Now, remember, I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. So if you call in and tell and say something about something, I may know a little bit about it. All right? That's what that means. I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. Okay? Free for All Friday, all lines are open. I have approximately 40 open lines right now ready for you guys to call in. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, on yesterday, got a huge amount of feedback on yesterday's show. And remember, yesterday's show was about the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender school for kids, okay? Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender school for kids. And most of my feedback was that, Frank, you're kidding. I don't believe that. There's no way that they can be putting a school together for that. Who's doing that? There were all those comments. And it's true. And if you guys don't believe what I'm saying, you can just Google it. Google Atlanta LGBT school for kids. That's all you have to put in. And I guarantee you, articles will come up about this school that's getting ready to open September 2016. Okay? Going to be K through 12, kindergarten through 12. And you're going to have lesbian and gay administrators and teachers in this school that are going to be teaching these kids. Now, they also say that straight kids are welcome to attend the school. Again, it's a private school, so that means it costs, right? And it costs $1,000 a year. So you go there and you pay your $13,000. Your kid go there and you pay your $13,000, and your kid gets taught by a lesbian or a gay teacher. They didn't say any straight teachers were there, right? They didn't say anything about straight teachers being there. They said that you can send your straight student there. And straight, is not being of the gay or lesbian persuasion. But I guarantee you, by the end of the year, if you send your straight kid to this school by the end of the year, they're going to be persuaded to be to lead a gay or lesbian lifestyle. And that's something that I totally 110% disagree with. Okay? 110% disagree with. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with this school in the future. Okay? We'll just see what happens with the school in the future. 818-301-5834. Now, again, it's Free Fall Friday where you guys can call into the show. I don't know about you guys, but you know, when you think about what's going on with the this year is going to be this is the last year for Barack Obama in the White House. Okay, last year for Obama in the White House. So towards the end of the year, November, as a matter of fact, will be the time for you guys to go out and vote for a new president of the United States. Now, I'm not persuading anyone any kind of way. I am, you know, personally required by myself to let you guys know some information about some of these candidates. And I you know, although Donald Trump is leading the Republicans, and right now he's leading the polls and with the Republicans, I don't see how anyone could vote for Donald Trump. Okay, Donald Trump said he's running. Blah blah blah. Donald Trump said he decided to run as a Republican because he knew that the Republicans were stupid enough to vote for him. That's why he went and ran. He's running as a Republican. Now think about it. You got Republicans who are for the rich. They are for the rich. Okay? They want to make things better for the rich. Means rich people, people with money. And when you think about it, okay, people who are in these red states, Republican states who vote for, usually vote Republican. You know, they're mostly Republicans in those states, the red states, are poor white people. Poor white people who are Republicans. And they're voting for people who don't have their best interests in mind. They don't have the poor or middle class best interests in mind. The Republicans don't. But these people in these red states are poor, middle class, white Americans. And they vote Republican. So they actually voting against themselves. And that's, you know, it sounds weird, but that's exactly what's going on. And I'm not saying somebody change their party or anything like that. That's fine, whatever you're doing, whatever you do. But you have to listen to what's going on. And if you listen, you'd understand what's happening. Free Fall Friday, all lines are open for you guys to call in. I don't care what you comment on, you can religion, whatever, I don't mind. But most people, you know, I ask them to, some people to call into the show and, you know, ask me a question or talk or what have you. And they're saying, Frank, I don't like talking in front of a lot of people. Well, you know, think about it this way. It's just you and I talking on the cell phone. All right? It's just you and I talking on the cell phone. Now, if I called your cell phone and talked to you, would you talk to me? I'd hope you would. Right? I'd hope you would. And you wouldn't know that I have, you know, hundreds of people behind me listening. If I called your cell phone, you wouldn't know either way. So think of it that way. It's just you and I talking on the cell phone. You can, I don't mind if you guys just call and say hello. That's fine with me. 818-301-5834. Now, if you want to follow the show on Facebook, you can go to Facebook, go into your Facebook page and type in the Frank Williams Show. And my show page should come up there. My Facebook show page should come up there. And you'll be able to go ahead and send a friend request. And that way, whenever I put out show notes, I promote my show through Facebook. And you'll be able to connect with the show through Facebook. Now you can now what's cool about it is you can go to your Facebook page. You'll see my posts in there. You'll see the link to my show. You can click on that link through Facebook and bam, you're up and you're listening to my show at 6:30 every day. Okay? And that's just another way for me to promote my show to all of you guys. Also on Twitter, I'm on Twitter at The Frank Williams Show. Okay? I'm on Twitter at The Frank Williams Show. All right? And of course, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page right now on blogtalkradio.com, you should see an icon there that says Follow This Show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Now, however you set that up, whether it's through email or what have you, each time I set up a show, then those show notes will come straight to your email or whatever you do to get that information. It'll be there. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, now, this is a headline on CNN news right now, and it's not funny at all, but it's crazy to me. there was a young lady who was raped in the Bronx, I think it was. I'm not absolutely sure about that. A park in the Bronx, that's New York, okay? And she was raped by four young men. And these young men, okay, she was walking in the park with her dad. Her and her dad were in the park drinking together. This girl, 18 years old, okay? She's not even of legal age to drink. But her and her dad are walking in the park drinking together. And these four guys approach them, and he says that one of the guys pulled the gun and told him to run. All right, y'all with me? One of the guys pulled the gun out and told him, the daddy, to run. So the daddy runs, right? He goes to a store, and he's so frantic that they couldn't understand what in the world he was saying. But they call the police. The police come. They caught the four guys. Okay? They caught these four guys. But these four guys raped his daughter in the park. Now, I'm missing something here. So why would you're walking in the park with your daughter. It's not your neighbor's daughter. It's not your cousin's daughter. It's not someone else's daughter. Your coworker daughter. It's your daughter. You're walking with in the park. Y'all drinking, and guys approach you with a gun and tell you to run. Now I may run, but I'm running with my daughter. And if I don't run, that means that I'm not leaving without my daughter. Now, how could you take off and run and leave your 18-year-old daughter there with four other guys that has a gun? How could you do that? How could this guy run off from his and leave his daughter with four guys with a gun? What did he think was going to happen? What did he think was going to happen to her? There's no way that I could leave without my daughter. Okay, bro, you got to shoot me. You got to kill me right here. I'm not running, or I'll run, but my daughter's going to be running with me. But I'm not leaving 10-year-old daughter here with you guys. So shoot me, hit me, slam my head up against the tree, whatever you're going to do. But I'm not leaving here without my daughter. I'm not leaving my daughter with you guys. But this fool runs off and leaves his daughter. Now his daughter's traumatized for the rest of her life. That's what I think. Once that happens to a female, she's traumatized for the rest of her life. She'll never forget that moment. She'll never forget what happened. She'll never forget being raped by four guys. She'll never forget that. So how do you just run out and leave your daughter. Now, guys, I have a caller from the 603 area code. The first three numbers are 080. Let's see. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Dwight. I'm calling from Trenton, New Jersey.
Dwight from New Jersey. How you doing, bud?
Yeah.
I'm
good.
Listen,
I want to talk about masturbation. I want to talk about jerking my dick. I have an addiction.
Okay. So y'all see that we have prank callers calling in. Now this guy calls in from New Jersey talking about he want to, talk about masturbation. Okay? He want to talk about masturbation, right? Now, okay, I got another caller from the 294 area code. The first three digits are 024. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Don't make fun of my masturbation addiction, you son of a bitch.
Okay. So this guy is, he's heavily drugged or whatever, but I won't take any of these calls anymore. But these call into the show from strange places, and I don't know why would they call my show saying stuff like that. I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Paul, what the hell going on?
Hey, bud, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Call you Howard Stern? Ain't nothing.
Come
on, man. Evidently, he tired of screwing himself. He want the world to know.
I guess so. It's crazy.
Turn hand the other way and stop screwing himself the same way. Turn your hand around the other way and get it from the backside. Nasty fucker, are you kidding me? Who wants to hear that, man?
I don't know, man. I don't know, but that's how it go, I guess. I thought he was gonna a little true, he was gonna, say something about what I was talking about. I don't know.
Didn't he call you from two different phone numbers, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it looked like he making calls from other numbers now. He got all kind of numbers going on.
A registered sex offender, he fucking himself. Excuse the French.
It's all these folks call in and he's got all kind of phone lines or something that he calling from, I guess, but whatever.
Now you might have to get you a phone screener, man. Dude him sitting here talking about jacking his cell phone, man. Who wants to hear that shit?
I ain't worried about it, man. Ain't no big deal.
Yeah, well, it's all good, man. What's going on? Y'all right this new year?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How about you, man?
I'm hanging in here. I can't complain. Wouldn't do no good.
All right. So tell me your prediction for the football this weekend. Carolina, Seattle.
Carolina.
Patriots, and who the Patriots playing? The Chiefs.
New England, man. Ain't nobody going to beat New England.
And you got,
I'd be surprised.
Huh?
Go ahead.
And you got Pittsburgh and Denver.
Denver. Roethlisberger ain't going to play. They're going to shoot him up. But yeah, a couple of hits. A couple of hits, he's going to want to go home to the fireplace.
Yeah. And then you got, what's that last game? Green Bay and Arizona.
That's a toss up there. It all depends on who's going to show up to play. But here lately, everybody been putting down Green Bay. But Green Bay been showing up to play some football. So you can't you can't disregard Aaron Rodgers now. You can't.
Right.
You know, one especially if he show up, shit, it's over.
Right.
But, you know, but this is season, this is time right now we're going to have some good football. And cold weather coming in, get you some Jack or some Kvassier, and shit, let's color up, you know.
Yeah.
Put some on the grill. Yeah.
There it is.
But, you know, it's good football. But you hear about Mike Smith going to, I think it's Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he's going to be the defense coordinator at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
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 Well, we'll see.
Well, it's all good, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
babe,
see
bro,
what
happens later, man. And, you know, pervert, if you're on the line, take your ass down the hall and do what you're going to do to yourself. Everybody don't need to hear what the hell you're going to do. Man, it's fucking.
That's right.
Good night, man.
All right, man. Take care. All right, appreciate it.
All right.
So, again, guys, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And let's see. I have about 5 more minutes left in the show. But, again, you know, when you have ignorant people calling into the show, saying things like that, I hate it. I guess they have nothing more to do, and call in and disrupt someone's show, and it just doesn't make sense. Okay, it just doesn't make sense. I believe they should get their own show. You can get a free show here. Get your own show and have your own masturbation party with yourself and all your masturbating friends. All right? Have your own show with all your masturbating friends. We don't want y'all here. All right? So, hey, it's Friday. It's the weekend. I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. And the caller that was just on the show, my homeboy, we grew up together, been friends for 30 plus years. Hey, this is for you. I'll see you guys on Tuesday. I won't be here on Monday, but I'll see you guys on Tuesday right here on the Frank Williams Show. Same time, same place. Hey, have a great weekend. Let's see you.